It's your girl, Coach Kinsley. On today's episode, we're going to talk about VO2 Max. What is it, and why should you increase it?
Hang on, Coach. Before we get started, this is producer Mike, your boy, here to make a quick announcement about nominating Kinsley Judd for the Kansas City Magazine's Best of KC 2024. I want everybody out there to go to CoachKinsley.com, scroll down, and nominate Kinsley Judd, Best Personal Trainer. Do it now. Tell your friends. Welcome to 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen.
I know we had mentioned, or you had mentioned, at the end of... What was the race we were just in?
Rock the Parkway,
that you didn't want me to mention VO2 Max because we were saving VO2 for this episode. So instead, I said gas. I was running out of gas, didn't have enough gas. So, Coach, you ready to pod about this?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's pod this up. Rock the Parkway. I was out of gas, but really, breathing hard, heartbeat hard. Legs were willing, but the body wasn't. I understand that has something to do with aerobic training, VO2 max. I'm not quite sure. But right off the top of my head, I want to know, what is aerobic training?
So aerobic training or aerobic exercise is going to be cardiovascular conditioning. So aerobic literally means with oxygen. So sustained exercise where you're breathing and your heart rate will increase, like running the race, are great examples of aerobic exercise.
So tell me what the difference I was feeling going up the hill when I was struggling, but then going down the hill, I could tell my body was getting tired, but I was able to breathe and I was able to get, you know, my breathing okay and sort of regulated to like when I usually run. So what is the difference between those two states of me struggling versus me surviving?
So the big difference is going to be the amount of energy that is required to take that elevation versus going down. So what you've been doing resistance training would be more like anaerobic exercise, where you are exerting power for a shorter burst of time. But when you're in that sustained state, you are asking your body for continued usable energy. This is going to get into your breathing. Like you said, you just felt like you were out of breath.
Out of gas, yeah.
As you are doing your aerobic exercise, you're breathing in oxygen and your lungs absorb it and then transfer it into a usable energy that is called ATP. So it appears, just based on your experience, you weren't absorbing and transferring and creating this ATP fast enough for what you were asking your body to do. Your VO2 max is basically your oxygen uptake, or the maximum rate of oxygen your body can use during exercise. I want to make sure we're clear. I like to think of it as your aerobic fitness, which is why I started with that.
Now that I know what I need to improve, Coach, how do I train my VO2 max?
So I love that you're interested in improving your VO2 max, because it's not just going to improve your performance during races like this, but it's really great for daily life too, by increasing your VO2 max. Like, you're going to be able to survive any activity that you take on. So a good way to increase your VO2 max will be exercising near your max heart rate at intervals. And you can even do it at home. There's so many ways to do it without equipment. That would be my suggestion.
So is that something I can go out and find what my VO2 max should be? I'm sure there's a formula out there. Seems to be formula for everything.
There is a formula, but if you're really trying to find your defined VO2 max, I would look for a trainer that is certified in that. But you can increase your own performance without knowing your VO2 max.
That's probably the route I'm going to take, because my coach, Coach Nick, who's going on internship leave in a couple of weeks, my other coach is like 2.5 hours away. So I cannot rely on that coach anymore to train me like it used to be. Running is certainly something that I have to do on my own, like I started way back when, doing those walks every day. To me, running's the same thing. Get out and do it every day, rain or shine, whether I feel like it or not. That's my willingness. And now I need a little guidance, Coach Kinsley, to help improve my VO2 max.
Oh, I got you. With running as the example, without knowing your VO2 max actual number, knowing what your times are for a 5K and a 10K and your average heart rate can help you out. Or just knowing the times. You'll know how gassed you are in a 30 minute 5K, you know.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Right. So a good way to train this, like I mentioned, would be going near your max heart rate in intervals, going faster for, let's say, 3 minutes. You should be trying towards the max heart rate and then slowing it down for a little bit, let's say 1 minute. But you can also do this with weights. I know I'm biased towards weightlifting. So doing high intensity interval training would be a great example to increase your VO2 max. So using Tabatas, where you'll work out real hard for 20 seconds, rest for 10, and then do it again. Some of my favorites for getting the heart rate up would be doing kettlebell swings, resting those 10 seconds, and then doing ball slams. So both of these are very full body exercises. The more of your body you're using, the higher your heart rate will become in that short of a period.
In prepping for 5Ks, 10Ks, and the half marathon, I promise to run in October.
Mm-hmm.
Should I? Is there a little doubt in there? Did I hear doubt? Well, no, I'm going to have to prove you wrong.
We were supposed to rock the parkway, but.
I know. I rocked a 5K. I couldn't even rock that hill. But what I want to do, Coach, and I will have to say I was a little inspired by your finishing of the Rock the Parkway. I mean, you were bounding, you were smiling. If I can finish something, even if it's a 5K like that, then I know I will have improved. So I have a 5K coming in about 6 weeks here in Columbia. Certainly improve on the Rock the Parkway time for this upcoming 5K in Columbia. So then would you suggest maybe I focus on HIIT training mixed with resistance training, or maybe I should focus on HIIT training now, because I've been resistance training now for 6 months. Believe I have gotten more fit, stronger. I texted you the other day about being able to help my son work on his car.
Yes.
Yeah, with no problems at all. Here's the sound of me helping my son move stuff around and twist lug nuts and move tires and crawl into the car. This is the sound of me then. And this would have been the sound of me doing it prior to getting in shape. Same sound, because I wouldn't have done it.
Dang.
When I did it Saturday, I wasn't out of breath. I was mobile. All of that kind of came to a head, and little victories like that to me reinforce why I do this.
Right. For better quality of life. It's not just about how heavy you're going at the gym.
And I want to say that was my, you know, final paper, was being able to be mobile, move heavy, and not struggle at all getting up and down and under the car and the whole bit. I mean, just all of it. I know it's sort of repetitive, but I was able to do it. And now I'm looking at something else and not standing pat on what I've done, but I really want to improve.
Yes. The next challenge. We said we were going to do something difficult this year, and we found it. It's this cardiovascular aerobic fitness, this VO2 max, which would definitely help your races to increase.
So, Coach, I have a question. VO2 max, and then you mentioned cardiovascular fitness. Are those the same things, or can I train those separately, or what is there a difference?
Those are really similar. So your cardiovascular strength is going to be your circulatory system, your hearts and your lungs, which all play hand in hand to create that usable energy, that ATP. Increasing your VO2 max will indeed increase or strengthen your cardiovascular health.
Okay, Coach, let me turn the tables a bit here. I know that when you first did your 4-miler for the St. Paddy's Day run that we had talked about, you were sort of nervous about it because you hadn't done a run in a long time. You killed it. I mean, that was impressive. So tell me about your prep for that, and how did your fitness over a long period of time allow you to go from being nervous about a race to finishing third in your age group?
Thank you. I did not prepare for that one. I just hoped for the best. But with it being so short, I get really motivated when I can see the finish line. You know, every mile I counted down, okay, three more, okay, two more, okay, last one. And it didn't feel like too long of a time to keep that mentality going, you know, compared to a half marathon. That was nothing. But I will say I pushed myself a lot harder in that 4 miles because I knew it was a shorter distance. I didn't say this when we did the coaches race episode, but I almost threw up at the end. But like you said, with a half marathon, very different. I was smiles. I was leaps and bounds. I felt like I had a few miles left in the pocket.
So that means your next one, you're really going to knock it out of the park, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Now that I know that I can successfully complete a half marathon with no prep, really. Oh, it is on. And I'm going to call out my friend Trent real quick. We have a little bet going. Whoever gets the fastest time in this next half marathon is going to pay for the other person's registration for the full marathon that we're going to be doing next year, 2025. We're going to keep this challenge going.
So the next race, coach, is going to have your full attention then. Your competitive yes. fires will be burning.
Yeah, I'm going to train. No, I'm really excited for it. Everyone could really benefit from increasing your VO2 max. Getting these runs in is going to be my way of doing it. Because your VO2 max, yes, it's going to help your performance, especially with running. It has been shown to increase your lifespan, reduce the risk of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, even cancer. It can improve your mood. It can make your sleep better. There's really no reason to not increase this.
And again, it is the ability for your blood to move oxygen to where it's needed. When you're asking your body for extra stuff to create this ATP, am I getting that right?
It feels like you're there.
Give me the 411 again.
VO2 max, it's your oxygen uptake, or the maximum rate of oxygen your body can use during exercise.
And the more I train that, the more I ask my body to do, I will then train my blood to be able to provide that just through time under tension, consistent training over time.
I do want to make sure that we're specific that you do need to increase your heart rate quite a bit to improve this. And that's why resistance training alone can't do it. I feel like there's room for both. You know, I would love for everyone to make room for aerobic exercise or this cardiovascular conditioning as well as resistance training. Because resistance training is really going to help you with longevity when it comes to like bone density and pure strength. But VO2 max and your cardiovascular health is going to help you with being able to last longer doing any activity that you wish to do.
Okay, that's what I'm shooting for then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that you have been doing resistance training for about 6 months consistently. We're not saying no to yeah. resistance training, but I like to train myself in 6-week modules, as I call them. So like I'll do 6 weeks of really focusing on, let's say, resistance training, even get as specific as picking a specific muscle group. I noticed that my back's not as cut as I want it to be. This 6 weeks, it's a back focus, but it's resistance training. We're going to do it all. And then the next 6 weeks, I'll switch it up a lot. And this will help me from not plateauing. And I'll switch it up a lot and focus on like VO2 max. But I really, really enjoy swimming. So that was kind of my way of training for 6 weeks with still some resistance training. I mentioned it hasn't been running in the past, but this year's different. It's going to be running. When I am focusing on something else, I usually still make room for 2 days of resistance training minimum.
And I do remember those days, coach, when we were doing HIIT training, we were doing resistance yeah. training, we were hitting it all. And that's honestly when I lost the most weight. And I really kicked it into high gear. I was seeing results. What you talked about, the non-scale results, is when we were in that combination and doing that consistently, you know, 3 times a week. And I needed those recovery days. So yeah, I remember those days. And I know what it's like. I know what it takes. Maybe 3 days resistance training, but I have been doing 4, but maybe I cut it back to 3 and then I run 3 in this upcoming focus on cardiovascular health and VO2 training thing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And the results.
New challenges.
Yes, you always got to reach for the next thing. This is our new Mount Everest. Let's climb it.
All right, CK, we potted the heck out of that. So why don't you hit us with the highlights?
All right. So your VO2 max is your oxygen uptake or the maximum rate of oxygen your body can use during exercise. It's beneficial for everyone to increase your VO2 max. And how you can increase this is exercising near your heart rate in intervals. So some intervals would be like doing 3 minutes of intense exercise with 1 minute of rest in between, with running or swimming or cycling. Or if you prefer resistance training, you can do like kettlebell swings or ball slams in Tabata style, 20 seconds working and 10 seconds of rest in between. A good trainer will know what that is.
Like Coach Kinsley.
Hey, if you think I'm the best trainer, go ahead and nominate me for Best of KC 2024. Go to CoachKinsley.com and check it out. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@CoachKinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, CoachKinsley.com, and also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.